Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church Annual Read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
My name is Linda Vino, and I will be your host for today. The title of our devotion is Planned Prayer, and our anchor verse is found in Psalm 109, verse 4, says, "I give myself to prayer." Psalm 109 is a prayer of lament where King David is pouring out his distress to God because of the continual attack of people who question his integrity and who spread lies about him. At the beginning of our verse, David opens his heart to God as to the causes of his distress. It says, "With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me." And then, in the middle of the pouring out of grief, he stops and says, "But I am a man of prayer." And then he continues, "They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship." In these seven words, David reminds himself that through his prayers, his sovereign God hears, knows, understands, and will answer his cries for him to intervene on his behalf. David ends his prayer with this affirmation, "With my mouth I will greatly praise the Lord. In the great throng of worshipers I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save their lives from those who would condemn them." David utters his unwavering faith in God. The content of David's prayer will sound familiar to most of us because we have come to view prayer by asking God to do something on our behalf, or as intercessory, asking God's help for others. However, Jerry Bridges adds another component to prayer, the prayer of a believer to become more like Christ in thought and behavior, a prayer for our personal growth towards holiness. As the Apostle Paul traveled through the world preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, churches were established. One of his great concerns about the new Christians was that there was their spiritual growth. In the beginning of his letter to the Colossians, he wrote, "We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love you have for all God's people." What was Paul thankful for? Well, he was thankful for the new Christians growing in their faith and love, that they were moving towards holiness. Therefore, in addition to intercessory prayer, we need to, as Bridges says, lay aside time each day for planned, protracted, preserving prayer. We need to lay before the Lord any area of persistent sin in our lives, such as gossip, irritability, impatience, lack of love, and impure thoughts. Planned prayer. Does anyone like me struggle with irritability? Do I recognize it as sin, or do I just attribute it to a bad day or convince myself that others cause me to be irritable and it's not really my fault? Well, when we make excuses for unholy behavior, we don't seek the help of the Holy Spirit through prayer in order to change. There's an incident in Matthew 13, verse 1, where Jesus has left the home where he was staying and went and sat by the lake. Jesus just needed to be alone with the Father, enjoying intimate fellowship, planned prayer. Scripture doesn't say how long he sat there, but the very next sentence says, "Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore." If ever there was an occasion to be irritable, that was it. Prayer was interrupted and fellowship with the Father was broken. But the Lord didn't lash out at the crowds. He didn't call them rude or send them away or say, "Can you stop bothering me?" So what did Jesus do in the boat? Did he just sit there staring at the people, or did he just row away? Well, none of the above. Our gracious Lord then told them many things in parables. Yes, Jesus continued to teach them about the kingdom of God. Why didn't he become irritated at the intrusion of the crowds? It was because of his great love and compassion. Most of us are planners. We plan vacations, we plan dinner menus, we plan job projects, we plan for academic assignments, we plan for our retirement, and plan for what we will do after retirement. Planning is good because our sovereign God is a planner. In the same way, Bridges encourages us to plan to pray because unless you set aside a specific time to do it, you'll find out that you won't carry out your good intentions. You see, We need the conviction of the Holy Spirit to bring to our minds when our attitudes displease the Father. And then we need to pray for the strength to set aside that which threatens our spiritual growth. According to Bridges, it is precisely because we are not endowed with a reservoir of strength that we need to pray daily for the Spirit's enabling work in us. Holiness requires continual effort on our part and continual nourishing and strengthening by the Holy Spirit. This planned fellowship with the Father is not to be done with a sigh or, well, let's get this over with attitude, but prayer should be looked upon as a special time with our Father, a time by the lake. Then we will have renewed strength to get into the boat and do what the Father requires of us, and can say with the psalmist, I give myself to prayer. On that note, let's pray. Mighty God, we know that our communion with you, our communication with you, our time with you is important, that you love spending time with us. And the best way to do that is through prayer, God, that you are not troubled by anything. You are not upset by things that we say. God, that you know the end from the beginning. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. You could handle it. So God, would you help us to be encouraged in that, to set aside time for prayer, to commune with our Heavenly Father, to be in your presence, to lay things at your feet and intercede on others' behalf. God, thank you for the gift and the privilege it is to pray. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.